after the first person finishes the bedika, so the loch is he's supposed to be mevatel the chametz, which is that's we said with really lechatchila min arayis a person really could fulfill the mitzvah of removing the chametz through the process of bittul alone. Chazal did not want to rely on bittul alone; they required a bedika and beer. Now, so why are we doing bittul? Because we're afraid in case there's something which a person missed. So this way, the person, but through the process of bittul, will cover that also. So the combination of the two things together, we feel that the person is going to be well covered, not being over the veira of having chametz in his possession during Pesach. So in order to make sure the person does the bittul, the proper time to do the bittul is immediately after the bedika. A person says a bittul at that point in time. And at that point in time, he only says a bittul on the chametz that he was not aware of. Because he's still planning to have chametz in his possession. He's planning to eat chametz, use chametz, etc. until the next morning. So he cannot be mevatel the other chametz because it's not really valid. The next morning, before the end of the, after the person burns, it's a way that this, a person should remember to do it. A person that during, make sure he says it before the end of the fifth halachic hour of the day, a person again says bittul. And that point in time, he says any chametz which he has, whether he's aware of it or not, he includes that in the bittul. Let's say a person made a shliach for the bedika process. He could not be home at that point in time, made a shliach for the bedika process. Can the shliach also do bittul for him? Can the shliach take over the full process and do the bittul? Or maybe the bedika, which is the process of searching, physical process of searching, you can make a shliach. But the declaration of this chametz is no longer yours. Can you be mafker something through a shliach? So actually, the law is you cannot be mafker something through a shliach. That you don't have the power to do that. So if you cannot be mafker through a shliach, and we say in the nusach of the bittul, that the person is going to be mafker, it should be hefker ka'afri da'ara, can you do it through ayyadei shliach? So the Shulchan Aruch says you can do it ayyadei shliach. And the Kharim wonder, how is it possible to do it ayyadei shliach if a person cannot be mafker ayyadei shliach? So the Kharim explained that really, like the Gemara says in Psachim and Davav, that really chametz, you do not own chametz, but chametz by the virtue of the fact that it becomes asur b'hanoah, it's removed from the, halachically from the person's rishus. So what are we doing? But the Torah put it back into your rishus in regards to the veira. So if you come along and you declare that you agree to what the Torah wants, that it should not be yours, that is sufficient. So the gili das, the indication that you agree with what the Torah wants, is sufficient to remove it from your possession. So by appointing the shliach, you have basically accomplished that. You're saying, I want this to be so. That's sufficient. And that's the understanding of the Shulchan Aruch. There are achronim which disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, even if a person makes a shliach, so if a person makes a shliach for bedika alone, the shliach cannot do bittul. We do not assume that he was given power to do bittul. Like we just explained, it's only going to work because the person actually declared he wants the shliach to do so. If a person explicitly made the shliach a shliach for bittul also, the shliach may do bittul also, but it's still preferable that the owner himself does the bittul wherever he is. So a person should be aware of that it's a machloikis, and therefore it's better not to get involved in the machloikis and do the bittul on your own. It's obviously good in case your friend you're going to forget. You make a sheikh for the bittul also, and you're going to accomplish both things. One more point about the process of bittul. A person, when he says the declaration of the bittul, he has to understand what he's saying. It's not since we're explaining that the person is agreeing to the ratzon of the Torah, he has to understand what he's saying. I agree to this. I agree to what? I don't know, whatever. But that's not an agreement. So a person has to understand what he's saying, and therefore if a person does not understand it as it's written in the Aramaic, a person should say it in the English or in Hebrew or whatever language he understands, as opposed to just saying in Aramaic and not understanding it. So it's important that a person understands what he's saying, because the process is the person is agreeing to this idea that Torah is removing this chametz from his rishos. Have a good morning.